We went with a walkthrough format today. Again, you might see it change from week to week, this week to next week, as we kind of look at each day and how we're going to go about doing it. But I don't think it'll change too much next week. Nothing that you would notice if you were out there, but excited about it. I think our players, the feedback we're getting, as far as their legs and health and, mindset, all been good. So, but really more of a mental day. It's always been a little bit more of a mental day today and, just in our preparation phase.
What do you think about Yeldon and whether he'll give you anything?
That one, we might wait till up closer to the game just to see where he's at, make a decision from there.
Is it something that you'd like to see him do something, or will he be fine if he just gets third preseason? And
well, we'd like to see him, but I think it's risk-reward, where are we at with his injury. So we'll err on caution.
And then what's the plan for Clemens for Saturday? He will not play.
No, he will not play.
Are there any other guys that are kind of up in the air heading into tomorrow?
Other than that list, I didn't hear. I think, what would you say about Roy Miller? Anything? Yeah, so he's gonna go through warm-ups and see where he's at. We expect him to play, though.
Expect the starters to maybe go a little further than last
year. Yeah, I would think that they'll go a little bit further. We don't talk to them about how much further or the reps, but I would anticipate they're going to play more than they did last week.
Gus, you guys have only added three players since June. How has continuity been important in evaluating
this? It's really big. And I think as far as our injuries, too, we might have a few guys missing here and there or Veterans Day, we hold them off. But for the most part, it's been good as far as, installing a new offense and, getting the guys reps on defense. So pretty pleased with that. You're always looking for continuity if you can.
What, on Saturday, what are you trying to, with it being a pinky on TJ, what are you trying to gather as far as information in terms of whether or not to bother putting him out for a preseason game?
Well, I think that, could he re-injure it? He's made such good progress. What would it take to re-injure it or put him in a, kind of a unfortunate position again? What's the chances of those things happening? More discussion like that.
Would Yeldon start at running back if he can play or?
We have not talked about that. Yeah. We haven't talked about that. Probably start Robinson.
And then can you update us on center
and strong safety who will be?
Yes, the center position, Wiz will start. Bowinko will play. Try to get him about as close to equal reps as we can. What was the other one?
Strong safety.
Same thing. Look for Lawson and Evans to split time there.
Lawson will start?
I believe Lawson will start, correct.
Tell us about him.
He's good. You know what? I think he's been a guy that consistency, he's playing fast. Which is a great sign. He really understands the defense, and I think that he does things that come natural. I think that he understands the defense well enough you're seeing his instincts come through. That's what we're seeing on tape, and that's why he got the starting job.
With guys like Sterling and Yeldon potentially missing a second preseason game, how do you communicate with them as far as not letting them get down on themselves since they're missing these?
Yeldon, who was the first one?
Sterling.
I think it's different. We challenge them now to prepare like they're going to play. And, and then we'll talk to them as soon as we know the information. And, hopefully they're going to be disappointed. And, but they just got to know that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. It's nothing where they're going to be out for multiple games. We should get them back quickly. And, hopefully it doesn't really affect their spirit. If it does, then we got to do a lot more talking, to them.
At the end, Odrick?
Yes.
Who starts the tackles?
Well, I'm not going to you're going to see a lot of the D linemen play. Uh-huh. I think it's a good question. It's going to be more like a rotation in games. Uh-huh. You know how the D linemen you saw last year where they rotated quite a bit? Uh-huh. I would anticipate seeing that. So, Odrick, Tyson, you're going to see them play throughout maybe a couple quarters, but you're going to see them roll. Same thing with all the positions in there.
How important would it be to see a faster start for your first-string defense against the Giants starters?
Well, I think, it's not our objective to, have a team go down the first series and score. So, I think, to come out and play and execute, really, the run and hit is really what we're seeing him do at this phase, to see him play aggressively, playing within the concepts of the defense and play hard. And that's really what we need to get accomplished this game.
How much
much with Liston and Evans, do you look for communication? Because it seems like Jonathan does so much of that.
Yeah, I think they're both pretty good in that aspect. I'm not concerned with their communication just because they do understand that the defense and the communication needed. So, you know, it's just getting them a lot of reps. I think it's a great opportunity for them. Unfortunate with Sip, but these two guys, they're not going to miss this opportunity now. When you talk to them, they're going to take full advantage of it.
Was it Avery that started to tackle Sim, likely?
Just depends on it.
Avery, Roy.
Oh, Roy, game time.
Yeah.